Protesters marched through uptown last night after the Mecklenburg County District Attorney announced no charges in the fatal police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott. Amid the anger, there was also a conversation between a demonstrator and a police officer who have both become familiar faces at protests. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
As protesters shouted in front of CMPD headquarters, two men had a passionate but respectful conversation in the thick of it all. One, a tall African-American with dreadlocks. The other, a short white police officer with close-cropped hair.
Why would CMPD not just come to the people?
Braxton Winston was asking CMPD Major Mike Campagna about another shooting, the killing of a protester during one of the violent nights in September that followed Scott's death. Winston wanted to know why police haven't released more evidence against the man charged in that. Campagna answered that releasing too much information before trial would bias potential jurors.
He deserves a fair trial. You agree with that?
Oh, I believe everybody deserves a fair trial. So I believe in the court system.
That's why
I don't believe in what surrounds the court system.
Winston says racism is a big part of the problem. He and Campagna talked about that in broader terms.
The race issue is a society issue.
Correct. It's an institution issue. And the CMPD is an institution.
But you understand that to work out those issues, it takes more than just the police department.
Correct. I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Their conversation lasts more than 10 minutes. They vehemently disagree on some things, and there's still frustration as Campagna heads back to his fellow officers and Winston marches off with his fellow protesters. Winston lives in Charlotte and graduated from Davidson College about a decade ago. He says he hadn't been very active in protests before the Scott shooting, but it hit close to home because of where he lives. Since that September night, he's been a fixture in the protests, and he says Campagna has been too.
He was on the street with us every night. I know a lot of people have different opinions of everything that's going on here, but he and I kind of work together at points in time to ensure that we can continue on walking and our rights were protected.
He describes Campagna as, quote, as supportive as a member of the police department can be.
As he will tell me and everybody else, he can't speak to some of the questions that need to be answered. So I appreciate him personally, but professionally, I wish his institution would treat us with more respect.
Winston says a good starting point would be the police chief and other higher-ups in local government also coming out to protests and listening. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Uptown.